This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. senators passed a bipartisan debt limit deal Thursday night, approved overwhelmingly by the House of Representatives. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke following the vote.
This demanded a bipartisan solution. We knew we'd need to come together for a solution like the one that passed tonight. And so I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default.
The U.S. had been on track to run out of cash in 4 days. The bipartisan legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. Biden said in a statement released that senators from both parties voted to protect the hard-earned economic progress we have made and prevent a first-ever default by the U.S. With warring sides failing to abide by a ceasefire, the White House announced sanctions in Sudan. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The White House says it will levy sanctions against people who it says are, quote, perpetrating the violence in Sudan. The U.S. is imposing visa restrictions on officials from the warring Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, along with leaders from the former Omar al-Bashir regime. On May 4th, President Biden issued an executive order that expanded U.S. authority to respond to the violence and help in the conflict. The U.S. is urging Sudan's warring sides to return to ceasefire talks and make a concerted effort to abide by a lasting truce after peace efforts collapsed yet again. Mike Hempen, Washington.
9 people were killed in clashes in Senegal Thursday after protests erupted following the sentencing of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. On Thursday, a Senegal court acquitted Sonko on charges of rape but sentenced him to 2 years in prison for corrupting youth, disqualifying him for now from participating in next year's presidential elections. This is VOA News. The United States retaliates for Russia's suspension of New START treaty by revoking visas of nuclear inspectors. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration is retaliating for Russia's suspension of the New START nuclear treaty. The U.S. is revoking the visas of Russian nuclear inspectors, denying pending applications for new monitors, and canceling standard clearances for Russian aircraft to enter U.S. airspace. The New START treaty is the last arms control treaty remaining between the U.S. and Russia. The State Department says the visa revocations and application denials, as well as a U.S. decision to stop sharing information on the status or location of missiles and telemetry data on test launches, were consistent with international law because of Russia's actions. The U.S. will, however, continue to notify Russia when it conducts test launches. The new measures are reversible should Moscow return to compliance with the treaty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Canada has deployed the military to its eastern province of Nova Scotia to help fight the wildfires burning through the region, according to authorities. Thousands of people in Nova Scotia have been forced to flee their homes because of the fires. Nova Scotia said Thursday that it has 16 active wildfires, with 4 of the fires burning out of control. Countries that use the euro currency have seen a drop in inflation. We get more from the AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Europe's inflation took a positive turn with a significant drop to 6.1%. The annual figure in May eased from 7% in April for the 20 countries that use the euro currency. The drop is a welcome sign that the explosion in price increases, which peaked in record double digits last October, is heading in the right direction. However, prices are still posing a pinch to shoppers. Economists warn it will be many months before normal levels of inflation are reflected in price tags in shops. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States signed a trade agreement Thursday with Taiwan over opposition from China, which claims the self-ruled island democracy as part of its territory. The two governments, with the U.S.-Taiwan Initiative on 21st Century Trade, will strengthen commercial relations, that is, by improving customs, investment, and regulations. The Chinese government accused Washington of violating agreements on Taiwan status and demanded the U.S. government stop official contact with the island's elected government. And Iran carried out 142 executions in May, marking the highest number of people put to death in 1 month since 2015. For details on more news, please contact us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.